The World's Strongest Librarian, a memoir of Tourette's, faith, strength, and the power of family, by Josh Hanagarney. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Introduction. Today the library was hot, humid, and smelly. It was like working inside a giant pair of glass underpants without any leg holes to escape through. The building moved, it breathed, it seethed with bodies and thoughts moving in and out of people's heads, mostly out. "You tall bigot!" I stopped and wondered if these two words had ever been put next to each other. The odds were astronomical, even someone with my primitive math skills knew this. I laughed, which didn't help the situation, which was this. A guy wearing a jaunty red neckerchief had walked by the reference desk, yelling about the motherfucking Jews and lesbians on the Supreme Court. I had asked him to lower his voice, and voila, now I was a tall bigot, the worst kind of all. "What are you, some kind of Jew?" he sputtered. I've never seen someone so enraged. I wondered what he'd do if he knew I'd been raised Mormon. Maybe he was mad because he couldn't find the anti-Semitism section. The library has a robust collection of what I call non-cuddly hate lit. This is one of my favorite things about working here. If you believe censorship is poison, here lies paradise. We have sections on anti-Mormonism, anti-Semitism, anti-anti-Semitism, anti-atheism, anti-God, anti-feminism, pro-gay. There's something to offend everyone. Moshe Safdie, the architect who designed the Salt Lake City Public Library, won numerous awards for his vision and technical daring do. He thought big, appropriately, because a building that can hold 500,000 books is enormous. The number of items circulating each hour is rivaled only